This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. President Trump, it is time to arrest the executives of the tech giants. I'm talking about, what's his name, Jack Dorsey of Twitter? He should be in jail. It's time to arrest the executives of YouTube, Facebook. Zuckerberg should be arrested, imprisoned. Why? Because they are systematically violating the fundamental civil rights of millions of Americans, tens of millions. They have systematically silenced half the country, the conservative half that they don't like. They're disenfranchising half of America, and at the same time, they're committing massive election fraud. They are working to steal the election by silencing all conservative voices through deliberate, sustained censorship in the run-up to the midterm elections of 2018. This is a theft of elections. This is election fraud. And these people, like Jack Dorsey of Twitter, they sit there and they claim they're not shadow banning anyone, even as they are shadow banning people. Dorsey actually went on the record and said, well, we're not shadow banning anyone. We're just making it very difficult for you to find their tweets unless you go directly to their page and look for it really hard. That's called shadow banning, you moron. You criminal. He's not a moron, actually. He's a criminal. He's not stupid. He's a criminal. Jack Dorsey is a criminal. Mark Zuckerberg is a criminal. These people are criminals with a criminal mindset. They are defrauding our country. They are stealing our country. They are silencing our voices. They are violating our First Amendment rights systematically, deliberately, maliciously. They do this on purpose because they despise conservative voices. They despise Trump, and so they wish to silence everyone who supports Trump. This is the level of evil that they have now resorted to. It is out of control. It is un-American, and it is criminal at every level. And the president actually tweeted that out. He tweeted out that this censorship is criminal. So the president knows that this violates the laws of America, and he has said he's going to begin an investigation. And I hope it leads with the gunpoint arrest by federal agents of the executives of these tech giants. That's the only way they're going to stop. See, something that has become crystal clear to me is that these people will not stop unless you make them stop. These people, they have said, they have decided in their own minds that they are going to commit fraud and they're going to commit civil rights violations and they're going to disenfranchise half the country, and they're going to continue to do it unless you physically make them stop. That they will not stop unless the government puts a gun to their head and threatens violence against them with those government guns, and then forces them to be arrested and indicted and prosecuted and hopefully imprisoned. And that's exactly what it's going to take. I mean, let's face it. These tech giants, they have forfeit their right to participate in a free society because they do not respect the laws. They do not respect the First Amendment. They do not respect freedom of speech. They do not respect civil liberties. They do not respect individual voices. They are willing to violate all those things willfully, deliberately, maliciously. They do this on purpose. They do it every day. They're following a blueprint plan. And their goal is to steal America, steal the election, silence their political opponents, get Trump impeached, overthrow the country. They are complicit in this attempt to overthrow America. They're part of it. They're trying to pull it off, and these are crimes against America. These are crimes against basic human dignity. These people need to be arrested. We're way past trying to reason with these people. You cannot reason with them. They have no reason left. They have no consciousness left other than their seething hatred toward America, their hatred toward the president, their hatred toward conservatives. And they will not stop. Understand this point. They will not stop unless, again, the government points guns at their heads and handcuffs them and charges them with these federal crimes. That's the only way they will stop. That has become clear. So that's exactly what needs to happen, and that's what I am directly calling for: government intervention, government arrests. Note that I'm not calling for, you know, citizens' arrests or citizen raids or anything. I'm calling for government, armed government agents, in this case, under the direction of President Trump and the DOJ, to go in and make these arrests, because that's the only way they will stop. It has become clear to me now. For a while, even I was in denial. I thought, no, maybe they'll come around. You know, they're not going to shadow ban everybody forever. Yes, they are. They're going to shadow ban conservatives forever until they are made to stop. That's exactly what is happening. That's exactly it. Understand. Again, these people are fanatics. Actually, that's the best way to describe them. They're running a cultocracy, and they are fanatics. Fanaticism is running loose throughout the halls of Twitter and the halls of Facebook. These are fanatics, and they are running a left-wing jihad against America. And they are committing terrorism using the weapons they have, which is information control. It's a jihad to these people. Understand, these left-wing fanatics, they are jihadists. And they are committing a kind of terrorism. A kind of, you know, denying you the basic human right to express yourself. These are left-wing fanatics carrying out a jihad against America, and they need to be treated as such. These are acts of domestic terrorism. In essence, they are terrorizing all the conservative people by saying that if you post anything conservative, you will be silenced, you will be demonetized. It's a form of economic terrorism. It's a form of economic warfare. These are acts of war by these leftists, these left-wing cultists / fanatics, cultocracy pushers. This is what they have become. We have entered a very, very dangerous time in our country. And you better join us in rising up and calling for an end to this deliberate systematic censorship. We have to have a level playing field to speak, or this all devolves into civil war, kinetic war, sooner or later, which we don't want to see, which I don't advocate, but that's where it's going. And that's why we need the president, we need DOJ, we need Jeff Sessions to get off his ass, come out of the closet. I don't even mean that figuratively like he's gay. I mean, literally, he's hiding in a closet every day. They shove him in a closet, and then they let Rod Rosenstein run the DOJ. Mr. Sessions, come out of the freaking closet. Get your head out of the sand or wherever else you shoved it and do something for this country, for God's sake. You're losing America. If you don't do something, there's going to be blood in the streets. And we don't want to see that happen. Man, wake the F up, people. Don't you know where this is going? Don't you see it? They are committing a war. The tech giants are committing a war against us. And it's got to stop. And it's going to stop one way or another. It's just a question of, are you going to stop it with the DOJ? Are you going to stop it with regulations and laws? Or is it going to be stopped by an uprising of the citizens who are being targeted in this war? Because that's, again, that's where it ends up going. And none of us want to see that happen. None of us want to see this break down into a kinetic war, an actual bloody civil war, shootings, bombings, whatever. I mean, we don't want to see any of that stuff happen. But that's where this, my prediction, my analysis, is that's where this is going. Because these leftists are insane. They are cultists. They are authoritarians. They are tyrants. And they cannot, they refuse to allow people to speak. It's insane. It's insane that America has to deal with this situation right now. We must stop it. So join me, express your free speech on Reel.video. Just go to Reel.video, create an account. 250 new accounts every day there now. Thousands of videos online right now and just growing by the day. We've served, you know, 1 million video viewed minutes in the last 7 days, and that's growing as well. This is one way that I'm fighting back without resorting to violence, just building alternative platforms. And inviting people to use those platforms. because I don't want to see violence and bloodshed in this country. I would rather just make YouTube and Facebook obsolete or at least less relevant, you know? That's what I'm trying to do, because I don't want to see kinetic warfare in this country. But I'm very, very concerned that that's where this is headed, because, you know, history has shown you can't disenfranchise half the population of a country without bad things eventually happening. And that's where this is going. So join my website, real.video, share this podcast, spread the word, read my website, naturalnews.com. Check out my show on InfoWars. It's called Counterthink. It airs every Sunday at 6 p.m. at InfoWars.com, where I'm talking about, frankly, many of the same subjects right now. Everything is at stake right now. And people tell me, my God, I've never heard you so intense. I've been getting calls and texts from people. It's like, my God, Mike, you used to be like Mr. Vegan Health Ranger. Now you're like super intense. How did you get to be that way? You know the answer? They made me into a warrior. They forced me into this. This is not the fight that I wanted to endure. I wanted to just talk about clean food, for God's sake. I wanted to just talk about health and longevity and preventing disease. And then I started exposing the dangers of vaccines and the toxins in the food supply, the glyphosate, the GMOs. And then they just start banning you and censoring you. And they make you into a warrior for free speech. Because if you don't become a warrior, you get crushed. You get killed. So the answer to all of you who are asking that question is, they made me into this, a dedicated warrior for the First Amendment and liberty, and I'm not going back. I am not some soy boy that you can steamroll into the ground and crush my will. Hell no. I'm a fighter, I'm a warrior, and I'm fighting for freedom of speech, and I'm standing up for America and liberty, and I'm doing everything I can that is legal and lawful to protect our right to speak. And to have clean food, too, by the way. That's something I'm still very passionate about. That's what I'm doing right now, if you're wondering. So that's why I have this intensity. That's why, yeah, I'm angry. I'm pissed off. Because I see where this is going, and it's not pretty. It's going to be bad. I can't even describe to you what I see in my mind happening to Facebook employees, because people would accuse me of promoting terrorism. Or violence or something. I can't even describe to you the scenes that I see, unfortunately, that I see happening, that I do not want to see happen, but I see them because I have this blessing and this curse of being able to see what's coming a couple of years down the road. It's been right again and again and again. And I see where this is going, and it's not pretty, and I dare not even describe those scenes to you again, because I would be accused of crazy, insane things just by describing what I know is coming. That's how bad it is. So keep all this in mind. Join me and fight for the end of the censorship, or this becomes so much worse. My God. Everything is at stake in our country right now. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity, as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.